Turn in our hymnals to number 9, Come Thou Fount. Thank you, Lord. Come Thou Fount of every blessing. Tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Let's stand together, shall we? Just what this hymn writer mentioned here. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Has God ever given you a song? You know, maybe you were working or maybe you were doing something and God dropped a song in your heart. You know, I thank God for the songs of deliverance. I was repairing a window on my mother's house. You know, putting in one of those vinyl slip-ins, don't recommend them, but they're affordable. And my soul was so heavy about something that was happening. And you know how that is. You just can't shake it off. kept thinking about it. And I looked up, I said, God, you have to help me. I can't shake this down. I have an answer for it. I don't know what to do, Lord. And God dropped a song in my heart. And you know, that song was for me. I'm not even going to tell you what it is. But it was for me. And immediately the Holy Spirit began to lift my heart and get my eyes on Christ and look up. And now suddenly the thing that was so heavy on my heart became, God was turning it into something that was actually lifting my soul up to God. I think that's awesome. And the song was its wings to get me to focus on Christ. And now Christ was larger in my heart than the burden. Isn't that how the Holy Spirit works? You know, sometimes we think these things that are so weighty and burdens are so permanent and so unmovable. And God can send you one song, teach you one song of deliverance, and the day is different, and the battle is won. So I looked at that when we sang that. I said, Lord, teach us a sonnet. Have a song that is by flaming tongues above, and plant that in our hearts. Maybe God will give you a song today. Maybe you'll be, I don't know what you're doing, walking along, doing dishes, pots. Who's the pop boy here anyway? Where are you? Oh, really? Well, I have to repeat the director of the camp, the first director of the camp, used to say that was the most important job on the camp. I found out why. So, good for you. Maybe you'll be doing pots and God will put a song in your heart. And that's good. So let's expect it, shall we? Let's sing the second verse.
Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. Thank you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. Praise you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear God. Thank you, O Lord. We worship your great name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him. We worship you, King of kings, our Lord and our God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, O God. Praise you, Lord. And we ask, Father, that you will send songs of deliverance to that village, yes, to the cottage, dear God. We pray, Lord, that the hymns, the songs that are introduced to them, Lord, whether they're familiar to these campers or not, maybe it's a new song they're learning down there, that it will sink deep into their hearts and their soul. Lord, that you'll make it their song, and it'll be a song of deliverance,
a song that opens their heart and their soul to your kingdom and to your presence, yes, Lord, we pray. We ask, Lord God, for every one of these. We pray, Lord, again for the counselors, that they too, Lord, will be lifted today. God, that on this first full day, that they'll feel your strength and your help. We believe you to meet them, dear Father. We pray, God, that there'll be a song within their soul the whole day. And we just believe you to do this. We ask it all, Father, in your mighty name. Amen. 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 Shall we be seated and let's sing 416, Soldiers of Emmanuel. I was asked, does that testifying thing, is that for the morning as well? They're all abuzzed by it. Well, you know, and my daughter came out and she said, they want to know. They want to know. Well, I hadn't thought of it until she said something. So it would be good if this morning there were two that... and Elizabeth, you're going to start us off. But not right now. I'll give you time to panic. All right? And then you get to pick someone. So we want to hear what Christ is doing in your lives. It was so good to hear what the Lord was doing with those who shared last night. Our guests, feel free to, if you want to testify, share what God has put on your heart. Let's sing this. 416. Thank you, Lord. Soldiers of Emmanuel, go forward in his name. Holy warfare waging, power of sin engaging. Lift his royal standard and his truth divine proclaim. Till the world shall own him king. Go forward. Mr. Baptist, you're starting to sound like a Pentecostal person.
I might be a convert by the end of the week.
Us people.
My pastor will be so angry with you.
He wouldn't be the first. No, good. God is moving. It's all about Jesus, right?
Yes,
it's not about names, titles, denominations. It's about the Lord. Sister Nora, I remember 2 or 3 years ago when you and your dear sister were here. I was reminded, and what a blessing that was. And I couldn't help forget that. Not that I was trying to forget, but I remember I decided that we should sing a great hymn called In My Heart There Rings a Melody. And I commented after singing it, I said, you know, we ought to smile when we sing this. I don't know if you recall this. You do. And I said, come on, let's smile when we sing this. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody. And I think I paused or whatever, and Sister Nora's sister said, you're not smiling. And then I realized sometimes it's hard to smile when you're trying to sing on key. It's sweet memories. But I also remember how the Lord met us on the Wednesday prayer in a mighty way and brought that melody to our hearts. Wonderful. We're going to sing 428 yet, 428, Sound the Battle Cry. Thank you, Lord. And let's stand again, please. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit who rouses us, who teaches us, guides us, keeps us, corrects us, Lord, exhorts us. We just thank you that He is moving and working by His Spirit. And although, Lord God, we hear and see so many gathering clouds in these days, we also see the mighty hand of our God working and moving. And that, Lord, you are reaching people for the kingdom. We just give you all the praise and glory for that. We're thankful, Lord God, that you are our God, that you are our Savior, our Lord. And we just acknowledge you today and give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Thank you.